The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
I was just hit record me.
Let's wing this shit.
Sorry, did I step on your line there?
Step on your dick.
Yeah.
All right, guys, welcome to Geek Live HQQQQQ. I'm Justin with an E.
Justin with an I.
I'm Bobcat Goldthwait.
No, you're not. I know him. You're Kate
Thwait.
Justin, Bob,
are BFFs
Wait.
Now.
No, yeah, wait. They don't know about
they're
that.
They're doing
yet.
Karate.
No, they'll hopefully this episode will come out before that one, but the numbers will be different. So, you know, because that one's already ready to go. But yeah, no, we're just coming off of our interview that we just did, Matt and I. It was pretty cool. That's pretty fun. Good times.
Yeah, I had a blast, dude. They seem, you know, not to give anything spoilers, but you know, they were pretty cool, man, and down to earth. And
oh yeah,
it was just like we're just like chatting, dude.
It was a total dark mirror sort of world because like Dana and I could have easily been the same person and Matt and Bob could have been the exact same person.
He literally said, we're going to split it down the middle and you guys can have your podcast and we'll have home. Ours will be about dark rim glasses, beards and hats, and yours can be about nerdy shit.
Yeah. So then Dana is all like, oh, so let me tell you about the show that I host dressed as one of the original Planet of the Apes. And I'm like, go
You're
on.
You're like, son of a bitch, I'm in.
I know, Jess was like, and I have a boner instantly.
Well, I didn't say that, but if they could listen to me mentally, they would know. Yeah, no, that was awesome, man. And you know, it was all fresh off of their movie that they have coming out. It's a film documentary of their comedy tour called Joyride, which we all three of us got to watch early too, so an extra perk of the business.
Yeah, oh yeah, the perk, dude. We don't take money, we just take pre-screens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, since nobody's sending the nudes.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd take any of their nudes. Old 50-year-old white guy nudes.
Wait, we came close last year with our Ghostbusters. You remember that? The what was it, the Boba Fett picture that we got? That was pretty close.
I'm gonna have to say that's a hard pass for me, dog.
That's a no for me, dog.
Like a hard, like, you know, you can't get much harder than that. No, on that. The seeing old man.
Matt walks hard.
I walk a hard no on that.
Yeah, I wasn't advocating that. I was just saying.
So yeah,
hard, when you, it's a hard when
you,
no.
When you eventually hang out with dude, don't ask him to send us nudes.
I think he would.
He might.
What are you going to say? No?
Bobcat's going to send nudes into the show?
No. Come on. He's got bigger fish to fry. So.
Well, you two are going to become best friends, right? Because you live down the street.
I don't think that was something that we said on the podcast, but okay.
I heard it, dude. He said, I want to become your best friend. We should make bunk beds.
He was like, I should come over and we can do karate in your garage.
Hey, I have a garage now. I could totally do karate in it.
Then you both said John Stamos on three.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely.
Velociraptor.
Man, we've sure been leaning into the Will Ferrell comedy movies for a while here, haven't we?
Yeah, and then you pulled out your Ninja Turtle signed by Randy Jackson.
did you guys see the announcement
on Michelangelo?
Well, the one I would have him sign. Did you guys see the announcement yesterday that NECA has released an updated version of the Frankenstein turtle?
I did see that.
Dude, that's awesome looking. Really cool.
I'm done with them, dude. It's just,
well, you wanted to just get the movie ones and the cartoon ones, right?
Yeah, I'm done with. I'm even that I'm not going to get anymore. It's just it's such a hassle to find them, you know, like out and about.
It's
like,
stressful.
I'm not going to pay scalper prices. I'm just not going to. Like, they need to fix the distribution problem, and they, like, you know, and get, and they just need, if a store runs out and a store orders more, get more in. It's just, it's unacceptable, dude.
You know, you know what? I'm kind of with you there. I that's why I never got into collecting the movie ones. All the ones that I have, like the ones behind me, I've got like a vintage one over here, and I've got one from a company called Mondo that made them a couple years ago. But I mean, for the NECA ones, I have some of them. Like, I really wanted the Splinter and I really wanted the April, but like, I have none of the Turtles. You know, I just, whatever. I'm getting the loot crates though, so that's pretty cool.
I was in one of my Ninja Turtle groups, and we were talking about like when the bottom is going to drop out of the vintage Ninja Turtle craze.
Yeah.
No one thinks it's going to drop out, dude. They just think it's going to be like the vintage Star Wars, where it's just going to kind of plateau at a point, and the prices are going to be stuck there. So
yeah.
It bug you when you're on like Facebook Marketplace or something like that, and you see someone selling like two Ninja Turtles, right? And it could be like the biggest commons ever. It's like you get like a, I don't know, like a sewer spinning Raph wind-up turtle,
the smiling Donatello.
Yeah, yeah, like a shell dropping Donnie. You know, and it's like, oh, $160. You're like, yeah. Do you even know, bro? Like, did you even like look on eBay before you posted this?
No, they dude. Did.
Like, I had one not too long ago. I sent an offer and they were like, oh no, it's $300. No.
For what? Yeah. Like, dude, I have a literal like sandwich bag, one of the big like 5 gallon bags, you know, like the big sandwich bags, 2 gallon bags, whatever they are. Dude, it's like, it's got like 15 undercover Donatellos in there, dude. Like,
that's still one of the best ones they've made.
Yeah, dude, that's one of the
I love it.
Incomplete sells for like $15 max, dude. You know, like, there's so many of that line that's the first line that came out after the original four that they were in costume, you know. So that one was so fucking mass produced.
I was just trying to think, what do I have? I've got like one of my favorites. Let's that just I got
check the diorama.
Yeah,
I did actually pull this off the diorama.
Yeah, that's one of the ones in line, that the Cowabunga Mike or whatever. Like,
yep.
I have a bag of him too, dude.
Like, and that's a great figure. Like, I even commissioned an artist to make him for the Epic Shells Facebook group. So I have like the Sewer Surfing Mikey as one of them on there.
I fucking commissioned an artist to fucking paint my dick to look like a fucking shell spinning raft, dude.
Was that Mr. Holiday? Who? Yeah. Is he on there?
No.
No.
It was another guy I met in a bar.
Oh, all right.
Another guy I met in a bar.
I thought canonically we had established that you met him in a bar too, but okay.
Oh, so, yeah. Man, I did meet Steven in a bar, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I said that. It was like another guy.
I met a dude in a bar. I was like, will you draw my dick? He's like, let's go to the men's room and you can whip it out and I'll draw it right here.
You know, on like a napkin or something? I mean,
he told me to put it in a hole.
Oh, okay. Hole.
Right. Yeah.
And how did that go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I did half expect you to say $20 is $20.
Well, he didn't tell me to put my mouth by a hole. I because a 20 is a 20.
Man, this is a progressive time. I don't know how you earn that $20.
And that guy turned out to be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, oh, man. Aaron Rodgers looks like that guy who says 20 is a 20, and then he opens his mouth.
We had the best time this week, guys. Just it was one day, and we were just going back and forth for probably like the whole day, just like with what Aaron Rodgers looks like. It was, yeah. I was impressed.
On the Aaron Rodgers meme, if nobody's seen it, he looks like he smells of Newports and Marlboro and like Natty Ice.
Oh yeah,
the press conference pic where he has like slick back hair. He probably just got out of the shower and it's just brushed back, slick back like a Coke dealer. He looks kind of greasy and he looks has bags under his eyes.
I don't even know if any of them are appropriate to say on here. Like, what did we say? Like, so these
said a lot of shit, dude. A lot of like,
these are pretty good.
Yeah, he looks like the dude that shows up when your mom gets a divorce.
He looks like the kind of guy that smokes synthetic weed because it's legal in his state.
My favorite was Matt's. He looks like the guy who's three payments behind on his mobile.
Yeah. It's like a guy who snorts crushed caffeine pills. let's see. He looks like a guy who says Elvis is still alive. Yeah. Here's a good one from Matt. He looks like a gym teacher that has two warnings.
I mean, seriously, all of them revolve around a couple of different like themes, being like a pedo, you know, being like a scumbag, being a thief, you know, like all of them revolve around that. It's just like, yeah, he's that guy. He's not that guy in real life. Yeah.
No, definitely not.
I met the guy and he's fucking stand up, dude. He's a fucking good guy.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's
because I hear he looks like a guy that responds to everything with, that's what she said. I hear he looks like the kind of guy who gets ripped tailgating and tries to hug a cop.
That's me, dude.
Let's see, what was this? He looks like a guy whose wife's name is Tammy Lynn, and I added Tammy with an I. Oh man, this is good stuff. This is good stuff.
You think this is what you think this was what writers do when they're like writing for a show? Like, say, Family Guy.
And oh, yeah.
Rip, like, the fucking whole time. It's like, because I could do that. I could do that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like improv. You just have to build on whatever the person says.
Well, that's what we were doing, man. Like,
yeah.
Like, I would, like, you would do one, and I would, like, oh, this. Change it with this, though.
Yeah, no, that was a good time. And I like that because it reminds me of one of my favorite scenes from a comedy movie would be the Hot Tub Time Machine 2, when these guys are looking at what they look like in the mirror, and he's like, you look like Gandalf the pedophile. And he's like, you look like Lex Luthor had a baby with an egg. You know, they're just going back and forth for like 20 minutes, and I'm like,
it's like that fucking,
just make this movie.
The scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin where they're playing the video game.
Like, yes!
No, oh, I know
you
you're
know,
gay.
I know you're gay.
Yeah.
The Coldplay.
Yeah, but that's not very PC, though, now, man.
You know, dude, that whole movie is not PC anymore.
Yeah.
Why? Because the guy tried to stab his wife. Once the knife is unleashed, it must find blood.
that was real life. That was the movie life.
Yeah, I know. The last time we saw him was in that Zack and Miri film.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I don't know. He's doing a nickel.
Actually, no. The last movie we saw him wasn't he in The Love Guru?
Oh, I didn't realize that came out after that.
I think so.
It doesn't count as a movie, dude.
Yeah, that's
I watched maybe fucking 5 minutes of that, and I was like, I walked out.
Yeah, I mean, I went through the whole thing, and I mean, you know, we've all made bad mistakes.
I watched it twice. It's better on the second watch, and honestly, it's just because Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, he was great. Wasn't Jessica Alba in it?
Yeah.
Mariska Hargitay. Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake had all the best scenes, though. It's like the Quebecchio pizza. It's a Pop-Tart with the ketchup on it.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's I guess he couldn't do any better. But speaking of Mike Myers and Mike Myers movies, we all got to see Halloween Kills. Pretty interesting.
We all agree that the story could have been a little bit better.
Yeah.
Could have been a lot of it better, in my opinion.
Let's just mention that to anyone listening, if you haven't had a chance to see it, if you want to see it, there's going to be spoilers. We're going to talk about it. All three of us actually watched it this week, and it was released, I think, last Friday?
Yeah.
It was released Friday on Peacock and in theaters.
So by the time this comes out, people will have had ample time to watch it. If you're not into horror and all that, you know, that's absolutely fine. But,
fuck them, dude. Yeah.
If not, spoilers, turn the episode off now.
No.
Then turn it back on for some hilarious commercials.
Yeah, or just listen to it because it's a fucking Halloween movie and they're all the same.
Yeah, in all seriousness, yeah.
Well, like, what one thing I didn't like about the Halloween franchise before these last two movies is it wasn't cohesive, okay? Mm-hmm. They didn't do what Jason, Friday the 13th, they didn't do what Freddy did with Elm Street. It's not cohesive and the movies aren't, like, linear. there's a couple, and then they go off the fucking reservation and they make no fucking sense. And then they kind of rein it back in, you know, and like, that's, I like these last two movies, dude. They're telling, they're going deeper into the story, you know.
Yeah, and but I loved the writing of the first one. I actually liked the storyline as a whole. The whole storyline was great.
Fully agree.
The second one, it's like they just kind of phoned it in.
Mm-hmm. It's like a video game, you know, where it's like it's almost like you're playing as Michael Myers or you're playing like the Nintendo Friday the 13th game, and you're trying to avoid Michael Myers. But like they even joked about, oh yeah, that guy over there is like hiding behind a tree. He keeps popping out at us. I'm like, oh okay. Literally, it's just like kill.
I think what they did was they wrote that scene. Or they had that scene in mind where he's coming out of the house in the beginning and he just decimates all those firefighters. Like, that whole scene is fucking epic. Okay. I think they had that in mind, or maybe they didn't, they wanted to put that in the first one and they couldn't. And that felt whole, that felt good. That felt like it was telling something. After that, it kind of just fell off the story.
Yeah.
It sucked. Well,
the cool thing is that this film picks up right after the first film ends. The 2018 Halloween, and it's literally just like, okay, this is exactly what's next. Like, like they finished principal photography on that one and they started this one. All the actors and actresses are the same and all that. The costumes, the sets, all that stuff is still the same. And I'm like, you know what, man? I like that. They're paying attention to detail, and people that care about making movies like Danny McBride, you know, they're making good decisions about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a horror movie in the sense of horror movies. It was an 80s horror movie. So you had, you know what I'm talking about? You had your comedy, you had your little bit of comic bits, you had the really nice fucking kills. Like, the story was all right. It could have been better. It got me to point A to B. It was fine. I get it.
Yeah.
We're kind of exploring some different scenes and kind of like setting some stuff up, you know.
They really downplayed in this second one the girl who was kind of like the protagonist of the first one, like the granddaughter. So she really didn't get as much screen time, and I'm like, "Good." You know. I'm like, I like, it's not her story. Backpedaled a little bit based on, they're like, "Oh yeah. Yeah, Mike Myers is all about Laurie Strode." And then they're like, what if he's not all about Laurie Strode? I'm like, then why are we here?
I think the next one's going to be about the granddaughter, obviously, because, you know, what happens in this one, you know?
Well, this one is like an homage to Halloween 2, and it even throws back like all this stuff. I recently watched Halloween and then Halloween 2. I'd never seen all of them like in order, so now I'm up to like 6 or something. And I keep going back, and like, I really like the way Halloween 2 was shot. Like, when you look at that movie, it's like a gorgeously filmed movie. I'm like, wow, this looks really good. And the cool thing about Halloween Kills is that they do throwbacks to the old movies, and you get to see like Donald Pleasance in it and stuff. And it's back to like the 70s.
And the CGI is good. Yeah.
It is. It is good. We're not talking freaking Gemini Man.
They didn't cheap out, dude.
No.
I really wish they could have just dialed the story in a little bit better, dude.
Dude, this movie crushed James Bond this week. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, the scene where they all finally gang up on him, I was kind of like, I kind of wanted them to like end it, but I was like, and then when he like kind of pops up, I'm like, oh.
If you change kind of to definitely wanted them to end it, yes. Like, I absolutely wanted it to end. Like, write them there and be like, okay. Like,
cut off his head. Just cut off his head.
We could do it. I have you got Scotty Evil. We could get a gun. It's in my room. We could shoot him together. Yeah. You know, it's like, it'll be fun.
I think a better ending might have been, they do that gang up scene where they fuck him up. You think he's down. The mom, you know, the you know, who gets killed at the end, like, she's in there and she's looking out and reminiscing, and you see him behind her, and then it kind of just ends. You're like, oh fuck, what happened? Then they start the next one with him getting up and fucking everybody up. That is an epic beginning to a movie, dude.
I will tell you, the ending in the last one, as opposed to the ending in this one, I really didn't care for like the last 3-4 minutes of the film. I'm like, you know what, didn't even need it.
Yeah, like it would have been great if like maybe like he played dead and like they all thought they killed him and then like he's on like a gurney or like in a body bag or something, he starts moving.
Yeah. A lot of kids in this one too, you know. Were you guys surprised when he killed those kids?
No, I wanted those kids dead, dude.
And then you see the masks that are the homage to Halloween 3.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. No, I'll say this. All the kills in the movie are great.
The kills are like amazing.
Like when he kicks the fucking door and it like that girl like pops the gun in her fucking head and shoots herself.
Yeah. Dude, I was like, what?
Compared it to John Wick. I'm like, this is a John Wick movie? What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. And did you notice how fast he was moving?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. It was cool, dude.
Yeah. Like the stuff looks great. They get really interesting. I have clear two favorite characters in this film. I don't know about you guys, but Big John and Little John, the characters that they're a gay couple and they're living in the old Strode house. So I don't know.
Played by Stewart. I'm gonna kill
Stewart. I gotta tell my mom. and he's dressed like a pirate. And the other guy is dressed like I don't know someone in like he's just eating cheese and listening.
Okay, I had to fucking laugh when he's like I'm gonna go upstairs and he pulls that knife out, dude, and the blade's like maybe an inch.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it was cool because you see him when he gets upstairs and he finally sees him. You see him sticking him. Like, he's, like, sticking him. Like, I'm like, damn.
I know, he's like.
Yeah, that is actually my favorite part of the film. Yeah.
And then I got a laugh that Michael Myers has been studying art while he was in the psychiatric ward because, like, he stages everybody after he kills him now.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's like, oh, what happened? You know, and you know what else is funny too? Like the old couple, like that are in there is like someone's in a freaking bathroom. Call the cops. I'm like, okay, like there's definitely some nuggets in the film, and I mean, it's not a terrible watch. It's just not.
No, it's a good Halloween great. Movie.
Yeah,
it's
literally it's and figuratively
like, oh, my favorite. Yes.
You have to take it for what it is, man.
Yeah.
I think it's probably better than some of the stuff we've seen lately, right?
Oh, definitely.
No yawning, dude.
Sorry. Yeah, no, definitely better than most of the shit that's coming out on like HBO Max and stuff lately.
I did enjoy The Many Saints of Newark. I was calling it The Ghosts of Newark on I think our last episode, but I liked it, you know, and I thought it was good, and it's nice. I didn't realize the main character played Pollux Troy from Face Off. I'm like, where do I know this guy from? Oh, he was Nicolas Cage's brother from Face Off.
Nice.
Like,
that's badass, man.
His only job since that movie.
Yeah, it seems that way, but it's not. So it was good. I was hoping to see like more crossover with Halloween too. So, but Anthony Michael Hall shows up, and you don't expect to see him. And I thought, I'm like, what are they gonna do? They can make him like a copycat killer or something. But he plays Tommy Doyle, who was the kid in the original. So you're like, oh, okay, you know.
I mean, they tied it. I mean, they had details, and it was cool how they explained some of it.
Yeah,
it was just a little too like. You can guess what's gonna happen, dude.
I liked the whole story of like the town's like finally like fuck it, we had enough, let's kill him.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like I like that aspect of it.
Yeah.
Old Huckleberry.
Yeah.
And they went like, back, they did something I don't normally see in movies like this, is they went back to the previous movie and showed you the results of all the kills or showed you the kills from that movie. So it's like, all right. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. He made a guy's head into a jack-o'-lantern and threw it in the car. Oh, yeah. The kid that got stuck through the fence post. You know, it's all this kind of stuff.
Well, like, the only thing I don't get about the whole series, the last two movies, is, you know, they introduced that black sheriff, and it seems like he's going to have, like, a pivotal role in, like, killing Michael Myers or getting him. And he really has nothing, no part in, like, the second one, except for, like, his hat gets ruined.
All I can say is, a black sheriff?
Because, like, there's even that scene, he's, like, sitting on the stairs and, like, his hat's crushed. Now, I'm just, like, I'm picturing, like, in his head, he's probably like, man, motherfucker, that hat cost $35 motherfucking dollars.
I just want Terry Crews to, like, come in, like, Wayne's World style and be like, excuse me, can we get a better actor for this? And then Terry Crews comes in to replace him. That's what I want.
I mean, no, dude, you want to know what would have been great for the scene with the whole townspeople when they're in the ER room? Fucking Rob Schneider standing up going, "You can do it!"
I'm not going to lie. That would have been great. Absolutely. Slit his fucking throat!
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
Yeah, there's some weird moments, too, that that had nothing to do with Michael Myers, but were just, like, incredibly uncomfortable, you know, in these two. Like, and one of them is, you know, like, another guy shows up, and he's an escapee from the hospital is, and, you know, they're kind of chasing him down. It's like, the mob is going to get him, and I'm like, is this to, like, demonstrate to us that, like, anyone is the monster in these movies? Because clearly Michael Myers is the monster.
Yeah.
It was just, I thought that was such a weird part. I'm like, okay. I get it. Everybody's scared, and you know.
And the splat that the guy made when he jumped out the window was fucking cool.
Dude, that was like the only one I've seen that's been more graphically disgusting would be from The Stand, like the new series.
Yeah.
When she jumped off of the balcony, I'm like, holy crap, there's teeth in this crap, you know? But there's some brutal effects in here. Guys have a favorite?
I think for me was the door kick.
Yeah,
that was great.
The firefighter scene, dude. The whole scene.
He keeps going back
to like the dude laying on the ground from his angle, and you kind of see it from like the ground view, and then just the fact that he uses the new tools, like, you know, and he gets that fucking that jaws alive for that saw.
Dude, the saw for me, absolutely. Oh,
and the blood, like the splatter, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking like, yeah.
I almost really like the one where he's killing with that teenage boy. And he's fucking just jamming his head on like that stair, the stair railing.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
He just keep fucking like he keeps staring at the girl and he's just like fucking just ramming the kid's head.
Like, yeah, hey, and she's like, "Stop that!" And he's like, "Whack!"
Slaps and he snaps.
Yeah.
It was interesting. There's some cool stuff and some crazy stuff and just like. A lot of uncomfortable things. I thought the effects were pretty good. And I was watching with my kid and they didn't like some of the effects. They're like, I was better in the last one. I'm like, it's probably the same guy, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but it was all right. I think it's fun. I think that it's worth a watch. Is it worth subscribing to Peacock?
Maybe. I did. We did. Yeah. We subscribed just to watch it.
So yeah, I mean,
for $4.99 a month, Peacock's not bad.
Yeah, now you can watch The Young Rock.
It's cheaper than buying a movie ticket.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, and especially for like two people and all that. Yeah.
I kind of would like to have seen this in the theater with other like aficionados of horror, because you could be like, yeah, blood, you know, and like you, what the fuck?
Like that time we saw Bumblebee.
Yeah.
And no, the only part that was great about Bumblebee was over, and that guy stood up and looked at us, and he's like. So,
you guys think it sucked?
Yeah, I totally led the witness there. I'm like, did you like that asshole? he's like, I guess. I don't know. I worked third shift. I was here to masturbate. What do you want?
No, that guy cleared it, and he had his Bumblebee shirt on. I just remember he turned around at us, though, and he's just like, so.
He's like, I sleep in my car. Oh, okay.
I live in a drawer.
He does. He lives in a drawer. So.
And that man turned out to be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. It looks like his middle name is Nelson.
Jeez, dude.
Recommend then. You know, I'd recommend
it. Yeah, I would recommend it, especially if you watched the last one.
Yeah. I'd watch it again, too. Shit.
I think I'm with you on that.
I would like to watch it on a bigger screen. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to watch it on like a movie theater style screen, probably mostly just for the kills.
Yeah, I think then now you know where they're coming, you'll know where to look.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
All right, well, I want to get on to the next subject here and talk about the new Flash trailer that came out.
Yeah, man,
didn't watch it.
I'm not super excited for most movie trailers I watch these days, but that one, I fucking got excited. Especially when it starts with the narration by Michael Keaton. I'm like, fuck, yes.
Yeah, and the silhouette of Michael Keaton, like, in the Batman and all that, you can see from behind.
and the old school Batmobile.
So that's the thing. That's what's underneath that thing that he pulls out, right? Yeah, where he goes, part, "Oh my god!" So I have a theory about this. I think that Ezra Miller's character is all excited because he's seen Batman the movie in a different universe. So he knows what to expect with like Michael Keaton and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be very meta.
as it says, you can be any universe you want to be. Why'd you choose this one?
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. I think it looked pretty good.
I hope it's good. I mean, I'm also hoping Aquaman 2 is good. I really like the first one. So, you know, I mean, the bar with DC films is it can't possibly be as bad as Wonder Woman 84 and then the first Suicide Squad movie. And then everything is up from there. You know, it's like,
well, the problem I'll give this, Marvel is very consistent in their movies. DC is kind of like woo all over the place because fucking some of them are great. And some of them you're like, this is complete garbage.
Yeah, it's funny too because like the worst Marvel movie that's out there is still like probably on par with like the second or third best DC film. So
yeah.
And I mean I gravitate towards the DC stuff because I like the writing and I like the characters in DC. I grew up on Marvel and I'm an X-Men guy. So like Avengers and all that, I'm like, people are like, oh, what about Avengers? I'm like, I don't know, I don't watch that shit. You know, and then like the movies came out and I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. But you know, I just, that wasn't my scene, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, excuse me, do you have a question about Daredevil? No, that I can't help you. You know?
I mean, I like DC's like darkness and grittiness and more like adult themed, but yeah, some of them are just really like Birds of Prey. Like that was horrible to me. I didn't like it.
Oh, I like Birds of Prey. I thought it was cool. I love Ewan McGregor in that movie. I would literally just watch that for Ewan McGregor. He was so good.
Like Rosie Perez annoys me. I don't know why. Like not everything, but just that movie. She annoyed me.
Rosie Perez is always annoying. That's like her thing.
Yeah, like
remember her really in what was it with Nicolas Cage in It Could Happen to You, that movie where he says to Bridget Fonda, who is the waitress, he's like, oh, I can't give you any money. Oh, yeah,
split the lottery ticket.
I'll split the lotto ticket, yeah. And Rosie Perez was his wife.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no, how are you going to leave her easily? Yeah.
Nice. No problem.
Yeah, I'm with you, but that's like her MO. So, you know. I mean, what has she done in like the past 15 years anyway? She did like Go Diego Go.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't follow her. I don't follow her catalog of work, so I don't know.
I celebrate his entire catalog.
Yeah. I do not celebrate her catalog at all. Not in the slightest.
Okay, so this just in, hot take from Justin, Rosie Perez is a no. So,
it's no for me, dog.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Matt, what do you say?
I would honestly take Brie Larson above Rosie Perez.
Oh, God, you're killing me, dude. I just watched the episode of What If that had not Brie Larson, but clearly Brie Larson's face as Captain Marvel beating on Thor. And all that, and I'm like, wow, so they managed to get her looks, but not her voice. I'm like, okay. Like, what the hell could she have been doing where she was too busy to do this? I don't know.
Did you guys watch the new trailer for Scream?
Yeah, I'm interested. I'm definitely interested. And I mean, I remember when the first one came out, and it was just such like a fresh idea. It was like, oh, they're just kids, like, you know, and it's like,
it's not a complete reboot, dude. It's a story extension.
Cool. Yeah, isn't it a series?
Yeah. No, yeah. I thought it was a movie.
This new one is well, there is a Scream series on MTV, mm-hmm. right?
No, I think Amazon brought it back as a series, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I thought it was a movie. It looks like a movie.
Well, they're also tying it in with Call of Duty. So the thing is with Call of Duty right now, if you're playing that, there's a whole Scream sort of thing for that. You can get like downloadable content with Ghostface and all that.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's like they're really bringing this up because you know how like when your kids like like things that are cool or like, oh yeah, 20 years ago this was cool. So now the 90s are cool, you know, maybe like 30 years ago or something like that. So people are like, hey man, remember that movie from the 90s, Scream? That's what the kids are like. So they're like, yeah, let's check this out. Remember The Craft? Like, yeah, yeah, okay, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I jerked off to that movie like a lot.
Okay, that's thank you for
sharing.
Give her sharing. Yeah, that's all right.
Now I have that horrible picture.
I mean,
the fucking that the
what part?
I mean,
I'm more of a Skull and Bones guy, the skulls guy. You know, I'm like, not really, but I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what to say at this point.
Once Bird Box came out, I used that instead.
Yeah,
I just. And later that day, I got up at the mini tramp and had diarrhea. Well, Matt, what part? Come on.
Any part with that
the locker room part? What part?
I'm a little scared that you want to go into detail. You're like, what point did you start?
No.
What point did you make your O face?
I'm not the one who led us down here, but I'm the one who's gonna guide us on the path so we can get out.
It's more of like just thinking about the one chick, dude, the one, you know, from she was in American History X.
Robin Tooney.
Yeah, I think so.
Right? Yeah, remember her with the shaved head from Empire Records?
Yeah. Not her. The one from American History X, like the kind of evil looking one.
Oh, Frazulia Balk?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Her.
Who tell mama about the footballs?
I just like that you keep naming names. Matt has no clue. He just keeps going, yeah.
Yeah. I'm jerking it right now. Just name,
put that away. Oh, that is okay. Yeah,
it was Skeet Ulrich that made you hard.
Skeet,
dude. Nah, but I recognize
your name, dude. Or Breckin Meyer.
Which was he in Scream? No, he was in The Craft.
Breckin Meyer was in The Craft.
Yeah, okay. He he was almost picked to be in Mallrats, I guess, to replace Jason Mewes because. I don't know if it was Paramount or whoever produced it wanted like a professional actor and not Jay. So they're and Breckenmeyer sees this and he goes, no way in hell that I'm taking this job. He's like, you want me to replace this guy? Hell no, he's too good. And he actually turned it down for that reason. Thank you for coming to my TED talk on Kevin Smith movies.
And that has been a moment with Justin.
Yeah. Speaking of Kevin Smith movie, you remember when he was talking about on the airplane? You come or not? Certain things you just don't ask in public. Love it. I saw they just wrapped up on principal photography and all that for Clerks 3. You guys think you'll go see it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch it, of course.
I'll watch it at home. But
you think it's on Peacock?
It'll be on something, dude, for cheap, because damn.
It'll be on Kevin's private server.
It'll be on Shudder.
Nice, dude.
It'll be on Tubi.
Oh, I mean, if it's a movie, it'll be on Tubi. Like, definitely. Absolutely. Have you seen the stuff that you can find on there? I'm kind of amazed.
It's actually got a good selection.
It really does. I was kind of like, I think I watched You Only Live Twice or something like that, like a James Bond film like last week.
They only live once, though, dude.
Well, this one only lived twice, though.
Well, he looks like a guy who's going to live twice.
Yeah. You know, hey, there's also Die Another Day. Die, 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 My Darling. Let's see what else.
anything with a James Bond title is just Die and then some...
Die, like, Kill, Blow.
We can do a whole episode on fucking movie titles. And movie plots that could be changed in the pornos.
I mean, I feel like that's very much exactly what we would do in an episode. So I'm
in. I was thinking about one. It's an easy one. I'll throw you guys a softball. I'll just wing one. The Mighty Ducks. Okay. Okay. So you change it to the Mighty Dicks. All right. And then the plot stays the same, dude. It's a fucking hockey team with one chick on the team. Okay, so it's the same, but then they just fuck her.
I like the idea of just instead, it's like a bunch of kids, but instead of being sponsored by like the Ducks and all that, they're sponsored by like a dildo company.
Yeah, yeah. It writes itself, dude. It's an easy one.
And they're all embarrassed. And they get made fun of and all that.
They could be like, and then in the sequel, they could be like, the clit attack is back, Mac.
Right. It's like, you gotta use the penis formation.
Did you get that idea from watching the meme that's going around about Home Alone? It's like, someone was like on like DirecTV or something, and they typed in Home Alone. It's going through Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2, Home Alone, you know, it's going through all the Home Alone movies. And then the very last one, it was like, Home Alone. Or, it was like Hot MILFs Home Alone with their dildos. Like, wow, that went south quick.
Okay.
No, I didn't see that, dude.
All right, then. either way, it's coming to a theater near you.
That could be a Valentine's Day special for us next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of which, there's a new Home Alone movie coming out, and it looks like hot garbage.
With the little British kid, right? That's really annoying.
That kid's face. I don't really want to cause harm to kids, but I really just want to punch that kid in the face.
Yeah, I'll say that. I mean, if it's like
something about it, I just like, what was the movie? It's like, something about your face.
Step Brothers. It's like, anything I can do to change your mind, or it's just your face. You know, it's just
punch it. That's how I feel about that kid. Like, if I interviewed him, I'd be like, something about your face, I want to fucking punch you.
He said he was going to eat a dick. You don't know what goes on in international waters.
Yeah, that looks like a steaming pile of hot garbage. They need.
Yeah, dude. Wasn't there a third one? Or I'm thinking of Problem Child.
There's already like six Home Alone movies.
Oh, fuck all that bullshit, dude.
One of them stars the actor who has my name from Liar Liar. The kid's name is Justin Cooper. So it's like, oh yeah, the Liar Liar kid.
Definitely fuck that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Disney give me a bad name.
Yeah. Run my name through the mud, will ya?
Recycle bullshit.
Well, it's one of those things too. Like, is this movie geared towards us? You know, from a nostalgia factor, is it like going to be like a kids Nickelodeon type of movie where they just talk about fart jokes?
I'm okay with them trying to continue the stories like they did with the new Mighty Ducks, like the new Mighty Ducks thing. It was a continuation of the Mighty Ducks movie, and it was different and all that, and it was its own kind of thing by itself, but it tied in the original. I can go for that idea. This just looks like a fucking copycat of the first movie with a few things replaced, and it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, dude. They just do this to make a quick buck and then to boost people watching Home Alone.
You know, I want to see a version of Home Alone that's actually an episode of Tales from the Crypt.
Or the Twilight Zone.
Something like that, or maybe like at the end of the day, like he thinks about it and he can never escape that house. Like, he's actually trapped in the house. You know,
so it's
and,
like Groundhog Day, Home Alone with Groundhog Day with Bill Murray.
Oh no, it's like it's definitely gonna be like Tales of the Crypt, where it's like if he tries to go out the door, or maybe like Beetlejuice, where there's like sandworms and all that. So it's like you try to go out the door and there's like nothing but flames and all that. In Home Alone, and like he's literally just like trapped in the home.
Now, see, I think it'd be better with Groundhog Day, where the burglars keep coming back every night.
God, could you imagine? And then it's like he ends up like getting killed sometimes. That'd be crazy. That's kind of like your Happy Death Day, you know?
Yeah.
Happy Death Day to you. Home Alone 7, a Blumhouse production.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, I like it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So should we move on to Week in Geek? What do you guys think?
Do it.
Sure. I'll go first. Really remember everything I fucking did or watched. Shit.
The list.
But yeah. I did watch the documentary Console Wars.
Oh, cool.
That is a great, because it's just basically about the fighting between Sega and Nintendo.
It's good, dude.
And where did that get them, huh?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm a Sega guy, so I said it.
I was a Sega kid growing up.
Yeah. I mean, look, Sega there's one or the other. You're either, you know.
Have you guys watched Sega Console Wars?
I watched it
a while ago. Yeah.
It was their marketing was fucking great.
Yeah, basically, Sega was awesome.
Yeah, the whole thing was just to make Nintendo look like nerds.
Did either of you have the Sega channel?
I wanted to
get it. No, I did not have.
I think I got to try it someplace once, and I wanted to get it, but I was just amazed. I'm like, how does this work?
We went to the video game museum here in Frisco, Texas last year when we were looking at places to move to. And the only reason I bring it up is because I just released that video of it. And I feature Sega channel in the video. And it's basically a subscription service, and you have to hook up to the internet or online. And then this contraption with all these cords goes into your machine and you can play games. Fucking way ahead of its time.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah. They touched base on that in the documentary. And even the guy who was the head of Sega USA, he was like, that's the future, is streaming video games. And I'm like, dude, this guy was way ahead of his time.
That's why they shit the bed so early, dude, because they were just too ahead of their time, dude.
So much that Nintendo had though too.
Yeah. Well, actually, the reason they shit the bed so bad was if you watch the documentary Console Wars, it kind of goes into their collapse too. And the problem was they were trying to compete so much with Sony, and they released the Sega Saturn. Really? And the problem was Sega Saturn had two processors, and I guess to make it 64-bit, and I guess coding for it was a nightmare. So gamers people didn't want to make games for it.
What about the Dreamcast when that came out?
Well, that's what I meant, the Dreamcast.
Oh, that was a dream. Okay, dude, I love my Dreamcast. That was so cool.
And then they couldn't keep up with the pricing because the Dreamcast was $4.99, the PlayStation was $3.99. Hey, and
shut that fucking cat up.
But wait, it was really cool. I mean, this cat. Basically, we owe the success of Sega to the guy who basically made Barbie's cool.
Oh, yeah, nice.
The marketer, yeah. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, the guy who ran Barbie's and Hot Wheels.
It's all about marketing, man. That's what I'm telling you, dude. Like Liquid Death, it's like, I get it's water, dude. And I get that it's like $15 a case. But, dude, nothing looks cool as that skull on a can, dude. Like, you pay for
that. Water can kill you. So in large enough amounts, it can kill you.
Yes.
It's deadly. Liquid death.
But yeah. If you get a chance, watch Console Wars. Great documentary. And it's not super long. It's actually a pretty quick movie.
Now, I watched it a little bit ago, dude, but I was just kind of had it on in the background.
Yeah. No, it's a good one to watch. What else did I fucking watch? Yeah, I can't remember. As soon as we always talk about this.
Any Westerns?
No, I didn't watch any Westerns.
Any movies involving The Rock? I know that's a broad topic.
Did I? I don't think I did.
I've been meaning to rewatch The Rundown.
I was binge watching the newest season of Ghost Adventures.
Nice.
After I watched Halloween, because I was like, I kind of want to be in the creepy mood. And Zach's still a douche.
No. He's fucking awesome, dude. You can't talk shit about him, dude.
I can totally talk. Dude, I have to laugh because, dude, all the episodes, Zach goes in the room and he's like, come on, devil, use my body. And then he's like, all right, I'm going to leave. Aaron, stay in the room.
I rewatched Demon House. And you know who's not in that one?
Aaron.
Yep. I was reading why he wasn't in it. It's because that one, it was just too much. Like, he just read about it, and he just, like, he said he's not doing it. So,
yeah.
I mean, shit, dude.
That's because, Zach would have been like, Aaron, you're in the house tonight.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, dude, that's, like, a damn good movie, dude. Like,
oh, yeah. I rewatched that one, too, actually.
He, dude, like, people talk shit about him, other paranormal people. He's over the top, whatever. He's a douchebag, whatever, dude. But, like, he made it fucking cool to do that, okay?
Yeah. No, I get
who aren't making money, he's making fucking money doing it because he's a marketer, okay? You have to amp it up a little bit, dude. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're saying our show needs a marketer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, dude, I've watched, I remember back before they ever even had the TV show, when he had that original documentary. I fucking loved that original documentary. I remember watching it at like 2 a.m. on like Cinemax or something, dude. It was fucking great.
I mean, all the episodes, they can get jack shit and it can be a boring episode, but dude, you get done watching, you're like, man, I'm scared, dude. But that was like literally nothing happened. Why am I scared?
Yeah.
You know, just the
that's cool. Like, liking something like that, that puts you in that headspace. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, they got the new one where they go back to the Goldfield Hotel for the last time.
Yeah.
That was like really special. Yeah.
I don't know what the Goldfield is. What's that?
It's a hotel in Nevada. They've been to a bunch of times. It's actually where they got the start, where the original documentary happened. And they've been back a bunch of times, and every time they go there, a bunch of shit happens. And the new special is just as good.
That's cool. It's weird. You're getting ready for ghost busting with some ghost adventures.
Nice.
Yeah.
But Goldfield's a weird little town, man. It's like a little warm. Like, you could miss it, dude, driving through there. Like,
we
went there for the International Car Forest. Basically, it's just like a bunch of cars buried halfway up that you could spray paint on, kind of like Cadillac Ranch, but literally like in the middle of fucking Nevada, like hours from anything, dude. Like, we were doing the Area 51 loop from, you know, just around through the desert, and that's like halfway up to Tonopah and stuff. And you're like, dude, this is the middle of nowhere, dude.
Were you there for the run on 51?
No. I went up there after.
I take it back. I did watch a Western this weekend. The girlfriend wanted to watch Tombstone, which actually ties into the Goldfield, because I didn't know this because she started researching shit, because for some, you know, she got really into the Tombstone stuff and was researching it. Virgil Earp became the sheriff of Goldfield, Nevada for a while.
Oh, wow.
After Tombstone. I didn't know that.
Crazy, dude. Fucking history, dude. History life HQ.
Justin, your sound's cutting out.
Nah, he's just fucking with you.
It's the ghost.
Oh, okay. It was just a ghost.
It Zach heard you talking shit, dude, so he's in there fucking with you.
Ghost boxing it.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton in White Noise.
It's Zach Baggins.
I love that movie.
That dude, that's a great movie.
He ain't afraid of no ghost.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean, bird?
Yeah, why couldn't Ernest play Beetlejuice?
You guys can go ahead and go. That's all I can think of.
Let's see, dude. What I do? Okay, I got two, ish. So I did a dirt flea market this weekend. Dirt, dude. Like absolute shit. I go there. I went there just to unload stuff. So I did that. I unloaded this garbage. I was just gonna donate anyway. Made a little money. Met, you know, the beginning of day two, I walked around and I found some dude selling comic books for $1 a piece. So I flipped through and he had a bunch of Supernatural comic books. It was a sequel to the show. So it was a little mini series, like 1 through 6, called The Rising Sun, S-O-N. And I'm like, hell yeah, dude. I paid $1 a piece, fucking listed them to flip for $25 for the set. So not bad, dude.
Right. Nice little hit. Not bad at all.
Yeah. So, you know, there was some geeky stuff there. And then at the end of the day, I went inside to the inside part of the flea market, and a dude had mint on card 2 of the crash test dummy figures from like 1992 Tyco, you know, like mint on card, dude. And he sold them to me for under what they were selling for on eBay.
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah. So cool.
Those
dude,
are cool looking.
Got a great deal. I was hoping they were Toxic Crusaders because they were bright orange, and they weren't. I'm like, oh, fuck. Those are cool. Those are better. Those are cool. Those are almost more rare than the Toxic Crusader stuff, dude.
Because Matt now plugs Toxic Crusaders t-shirts.
I do. Yeah. My
do you like or and t-shirts?
Yeah. I had to channel my inner fucking Lloyd Kaufman when I was doing that promo for him.
Was that actually for Lloyd?
No, it's for my buddy Big Herc. He pays for the license to do Toxic Crusaders merchandise.
Nice.
So the guy that's done their shoes, I've showed you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, the slip-ons. I have the Chuck Taylor shoes, and he has a bunch of lines of shirts coming out. So like I was talking with him and I'm like, hey, I'll plug you on my YouTube channel. So I did that cheesy like car salesman. You like shirts, standard shirts?
Yeah, I like that. When you said that, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then like,
and then goes,
yeah, yeah. They throw the shirt at me and I just this like pops on. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Matt's like, do you like t-shirts? Like, hell yeah, I like toes.
What? But yeah, what else?
Do you like t-shirts and butthole pictures?
That's toxic.
Toxic, bro. That's a toxic relationship. I quit. I gotta get out of there.
Toxic relationship.
That's how it goes. Dude, fuck, man. I think that's about it. Geeky shit.
Have you gotten into watching the cartoon episodes of Toxic Crusaders at all?
Yeah, I've watched them all a bunch of times, man. That series is a short run.
Yeah, I think they made it 2 seasons or something, right?
Yeah, or 10 or 15 episodes. I can't think of how many it is, but yeah. Yeah.
Shut up.
Tell that fucking cat to shut the fuck up.
Tell your pussy.
I threw a pencil at you.
Hey, Justin, just pet your pussy and let's keep it on with the show.
I think he wants this pen now. I don't know. We'll see. Do you want this pen?
Get it. Shoving shit in your pussy, man.
No, dude.
Nice, dude.
So, I'll go. I got to watch Dune early because we found it. So that was pretty cool. That was really, really good looking sci-fi film. The way it was shot. I think two hours, something like that.
Okay.
So it's not like overly like ridiculously long.
It looks pretty, but is it good?
Well, here's the whole thing. I know enough about Dune to be like dangerous, but I'm not like so faithful to like the book and stuff like that, where I could tell you that it's incredibly faithful and all that. I could tell you it's better than the like 1985 or 1984, whatever year it was, or maybe even 86. It's better than the 86 David Lynch film. Like it's better than that.
Dude. I mean, you can't.
That's a cool movie, man.
Sci-fi movies in that time just sucked because like the technology wasn't there to produce these effects, and practical effects only worked so much, dude.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, this one, it's like they get Stellan Skarsgård, who plays Henry Solvig from the Thor movies and all that. Sure. He plays this evil Harkonian. They call him a giant, fat, sort of floating man. And there's like some cool scenes, and one of them, like he's coming out of like this almost like motor oil bath, and I'm like, oh man. And there's a lot of things about this movie that are really visually striking. You're like, oh, wow, that's cool looking. And it's just it's so well stylized. I just really enjoyed it. I think this might be a film that I go, like we were talking about Halloween Kills and going to see that in the big screen. I might do the same with this one just to go catch it on the big screen to see what it looks like. Because it was a really fun watch. Yeah, I liked it. I would recommend it.
I'm probably going to watch it this weekend when it's out on HBO Max. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And it comes out on Friday. So I was lucky enough to pick up a screener by completely legal means. So there you have it. But
there you go.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. And I watched the new Injustice, you know, the Injustice video game that they had with like Superman where he goes bad. They made a DC animated film, Injustice, Gods Among Us, and all that. And I watched that. Not some of their best work. So it's okay. You know, like some of the ones are hit or miss, and some of the ones that they put out there, it's like, oh, yeah, this was good. And then there's this one, and it's like, all right, there's some fun stuff. You know, decent voice acting in it, but really it's just – it was not great. So, I mean – If you're a fan of the DC animated movies, check out Injustice, but don't buy it. You know, like pay $2.99 to rent it somewhere, or you know, just stream it because it was not great.
Yeah. Is LimeWire still a thing? Or
yeah, it's that and Kazaa. They're still a thing. Yeah. Cool. So you know, I made a comment the other day that someone and they thought it was like the Stone Ages of internet. when I was talking about like before Google, how you kind of had like different search engines. I'm like, do you guys remember Metacrawler? And they're like, what?
Fucking Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, Ask Jeeves. That's another one, right? Ask that became ask.com and all that. Yep. Like, yeah, these search engines.
And then it became ButtholePleasures.net.
Help me, Lycos. Yeah. You know, that was another one, right? Yeah. Let's see. There's a cool video game came out. It's if you guys had Xbox or Xbox 360 way back, there was an Xbox exclusive game called Alan Wake, right? And the cool thing about this is you had to shine like a flashlight on like these shadows to be able to like kill them. So they've released it now for PlayStation 5 and you know, that. So I ended up picking that up, and that's super exciting and nerdy.
Yeah, I think I do remember that game actually.
Yeah, it was a cool game, dude. It was and it was an Xbox exclusive, so it was a pain in the ass because I had to play it, and then my Xbox got the three rings of death. I'm like, well, what the hell am I gonna do now? Never finished the damn game.
It's kind of almost like Luigi's Haunted Mansion in a way, though.
I think you're right. Yeah, actually just like in a different sort of like darker story. So
yeah, because Luigi's Haunted Mansion is the same way. You gotta shine the flashlight to kill him, kind of thing.
Like
LimeWire. It fucking changed it, bro.
I know what you meant.
Yeah.
It's all good. I like that you feel the need to put stuff in chat and just not yell it out. So I don't know. We've been doing this for almost 3 years. I'm like, you can just yell it out, man.
Matt's like, this may be offensive. I'll just type it on the side.
I'm like, wow, that's an impressive picture there, Matt. Oh, my favorite word.
So. I don't, are you done with your Week in Geek, Justin? Because there is something I want to talk about real
quick. Uh-oh.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Actually, two things. One, Mel Brooks coming out of retirement to make another movie.
Hell yeah. I think it's going to be a series, isn't it?
Yeah, it's History of the World Part 2. I believe it is a series, and I'm fucking excited for that.
With Nick Kroll, so...
Nice.
Okay. Nick Kroll, I'm not... Yeah, he's so-so. I have my moments with him.
He's got some voices.
He's funny. I have my moments where I like him, and I have my moments where I'm kind of like, he's a bit much.
I like him on Big Mouth. I'll say that.
Yeah. I like him in the league.
He was, yeah. But,
yeah, so I'm excited for that. The second thing we have to talk about that I'm surprised Justin hasn't brought up, Michael Caine announcing his retirement from movies.
Michael Caine, I'm going to retire from movies.
He's like, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing, but I'm going to make it official.
After all, he's going to retire like Kiss retires?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
going to retire like Michael Jordan. He's going to come back with a different name.
Yeah.
I'm George Michaelson.
I'm calling Michael now.
He's going to do, he's number 45 and he only sings singles. You know, he does music now.
You know, the funny part about it with Michael Caine, I was just thinking like Sean Connery, how he kind of retreated from the public eye for a good number of years, then got sick
and died.
It's probably tough when you're famous like that, and when you're still a working actor and all that. I doubt that he's trying to pull out of, you know, just not getting roles anymore. But the last couple of movies that he made, with the exception of like the Batman movies, which were over 10 years ago now, you know, I mean, what has he done? Like bucket list type of crap, you know, stuff where it's like, what is he doing?
Old man movie.
Yeah, just old man
movies. But how do you feel? Ryan Reynolds also said he's taking a break from making movies.
As long as he comes back to do Deadpool, who cares? He did like six movies during the pandemic. He's going to be okay.
He's like a one hit wonder, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing for him because he's funny, but like. Yeah, it's like not that great of an actor, bro. Like, you know.
No, he's.
I don't know. I mean, I watched The Woman in Gold.
I think he's a good comedic actor. I like his movies. Like, I love.
Uh oh!
You're freezing. You're freezing, bro.
No, I was saying I liked Hitman's Bodyguard. I liked both of those. And,
yep. You know, I agree.
I think he does great.
I didn't watch Free Guy yet. It's in my list to watch. Like, I have it. Yeah, you know. Oh, I forgot I watched Cruella. Yeah. And you know who's in that? Terry Tibbs. Nice. Nandor. Nandor is in it. Guillermo, nice. where is the stakes?
Fucking phone jacker, dude.
Yeah. Maybe with Michael Caine, I mean, I don't know what else he's got really to do right now. And a lot of these guys really crave that sort of attention. But if he's getting up there and he's not feeling good and all that, I mean, not everybody's maybe William Shatner going into space, dude.
Maybe he just was upset he couldn't get another Jaws, you know, recast, you know. So
when are they going to do that? I need another bout.
Because he had that awesome Jaws movie with the Jaws with telekinesis.
Yeah, that was some shit, huh?
I can communicate with the shark with my mind.
Sounds like a Godzilla movie someone should definitely not make. Oh, wait.
I just can't believe they actually made that into a Jaws movie.
Jaws 3D, bro.
And then I think there was the one where Jaws's family, after all of them had died, held a grudge against Roy Scheider's family, right? So Rick's family. So, and they were all like, oh yeah, we're going to kill these guys off. Well, hey, move to Ohio, movie over.
And then they grow fucking legs and they start walking, dude. And
now these tuna got a taste for lion.
No, and then they evolve into the next.
They find a bunch of breathing apparatus.
Human being, dude.
That's a better movie than the movie that we described that was real. So.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm.
They'll cast Nick Cage in the new Jaws movie. He does everything.
Oh shit! He made another movie that was about like ghosts and Bill Moseley's in it.
Oh wow.
Dude, did you guys see this at all? Is this like Ghost Town or something? Yeah, I watched this when I forgot that I watched it. But yeah, Nicolas Cage stars in this movie.
So it was that good.
Dude, he is in this suit, this leather suit that has bombs on it, right? And he's got bombs on his arms, bombs on his neck, and bombs on his testicles, right? So if he raises his hand to like hit a woman, the bomb on his arm will go off. You know, if he tries to get, frisky with a lady, then his testicle ones will go off. Hmm. So
I saw the preview for that.
Dude, it's nutso. It is such a Nicolas Cage movie that is just like, this is crazy. You know, it's about ghosts and it's just in like this like Neo sort of Tokyo sort of aspect. I can't believe I forgot about this thing, but yeah, it's crazy, dude.
I'm in, dude.
Yeah, actually, I think you would like it.
I probably would.
You definitely like it.
You touched on because the DC fandom thing. Did you see the preview for Black Adam?
No, I didn't. I mean, I assume it's going to be The Rock, and he's going to be funny, and you know, he's going to be dangerous.
It looks pretty good. And I saw the new preview for the next Shazam.
Shazam? He's black, though.
Shazam!
Well, there was like a whole bunch of them of like all kinds of different colors. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Yeah.
My bad.
So the new one looks pretty good. I mean, Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu are in the new one. So we'll see about that.
Wow, Lucy Liu's still acting, huh?
Yeah, Lucy Liu and Helen Mirren play the bad guys.
She should retire, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what was the last thing she was in? Kill Bill? Or was she in that the terrible Sherlock series with Johnny, what's his face, from Hackers? I don't know. Is Mel Gibson in this?
Maybe.
We didn't even talk about that.
Oh, yeah, Wick. We got to save that for the next episode.
Oh, Mel definitely.
Going to be in Johnny Wick.
Woo!
We could do half an episode on that, dude. How that?
Yeah, we'll save that one. That's great,
dude. That's Aaron awesome. Rodgers looks like the kind of guy who could fucking. That's Mel Gibson's his dad, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's actually what I was just gonna say, dude. They totally look like they're related now.
He looks like the type of guy that you find in a room at the Continental.
Like, dude, watch the movie Fat Man, and you'll be like, dude, this is filmed in Green Bay.
Dude, Mel, dude, fucking Aaron Rodgers looks like the kind of guy who says, I haven't been fucked like that in prison.
Looks like the type of guy you can smell before he enters the room.
He looks like the kind of guy that gives you directions with the cigarette and is still in his mouth.
Yeah, in his hand, he's pointing it at you. Yeah. No, how is he holding it? Is he holding it between his finger and his thumb?
No, dude, it's in his mouth still. It's just flopping around while he's talking.
It's on the lip?
Oh, wow. It's like stuck to the lip. That's a dirtbag move right there.
Yeah. What did I say? Aaron Rodgers looks like the kind of guy who fucking lights a cigarette with his cigarette that he's just finishing.
I like it. I what did I say? He looks like the type of guy who has empty cans of Monster, like, but they're tall boys, like in the front of his truck.
The blue ones.
Yeah. We decided they'd have to be the blue ones.
No, the Monster's too expensive for him. He's drinking
Rockstar,
Bang, or
Bang,
fucking
Panther.
Sex
laughing clown liquor.
Yeah, fucking energy, fucking generic, dude.
You get the Aldi's version. It's called like Kapow or something.
Yeah.
He looks like the guy who runs an adult video store off the side of the highway for the truckers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he does look like. I mean, how do we know he's not that guy?
Dude, Trucker's Paradise, dude, off of I-80. Fucking legit.
I was thinking of the Lions then, but okay. Yeah, that's right. I came back with a real one.
I think there's like 12 of those, because when you drive in Wisconsin, you see the signs for those everywhere.
They like porn there? I thought they just like were obsessed with cheese and eating.
There's totally holes in the walls there, dude. Yeah.
Dude, cheese holes.
Come on.
Yeah, you put cheese
has holes in it, bro.
Yeah, but that's from Switzerland. So, well, that's good. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron,
you know,
I just
some good stuff in this.
I just can't wait till the interview where they ask Aaron Rodgers, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?"
Doing your mom.
I think he said doing Drew Brees' wife.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
doing Tom Brady's wife.
I think, all right, that's a better one. I'll punch up a little higher.
Stealing Tom Brady's catalytic converter.
stealing Tom Brady's special watch.
Breaking into Tom Brady's house and stealing the Super Bowl trophies.
Breaking into Tom Brady's house and stealing his seed.
Aaron Rodgers looks like the guy that goes on Pawn Stars and tries to sell him fake Super Bowl rings.
Oh, God, that's so true. Jesus. Looks like he's ready to get into an argument with the old man. What are you talking about? This authentic Aaron Rodgers.
They're like, Green Bay didn't even go to the Super Bowl that year. He's like, what do you mean they're fake? I'm Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, well, on that note, you can check us out at Geek Life HQ on Twitter, Geek Life HQ on Instagram, and our Geek Life HQ Facebook. See, I'm prepared tonight. How about that?
Nice, dude.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers looks like the kind of guy who listens to Geek Life HQ.
Absolutely.
There you go. We got to get him to do the plug, dude.
I don't know if I want any sort of plug that he's selling.
It'll be crushed up caffeine pill.
Yeah, absolutely. With like Smarties like in it.
He looks like he buys gas station boner pills.
Yes, boner pills. That was a good one, actually. I'm glad you brought that one back up.
He looks like the kind of guy who wears a bandana under his flat brim hat.
Jeff Lowe? Looks like he's got Jeff Lowe on speed dial.
Yeah. That's his fucking, his second cousin.
Oh, yeah. Nice. All right, fellas. Well, let's wrap it up here. Anything else we want to plug? We want to make sure people go and check out the Duo Finds on YouTube.
Aaron Rodgers looks like the kind of guy who doesn't wrap it up.
No. No, he does not.
I like it.
Rise and shine, my sinners. When Father Evil starts his day, he gets a little deadly. Deadly Grounds coffee has the richest, smoothest flavor you'll find anywhere. It's sinfully delicious. Once you go deadly, you never go back. Order yours at GetDeadly.com. Coffee's so good, it's scary.
The
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways Podcast Network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga is this podcast for you.